Pitch to Bouchard. Swung on and lined into left field. That's a base hit. It's going to score two. Spanberger crosses home plate. McLaughlin scores. Bouchard into second. It's a two-run double for Sean Bouchard and a four spot on the board for the home team here in the sixth inning. Doyle looking to finish it right here. 1-2 pitch. Cruz swings and misses. How about that for a ninth inning save? Tommy Doyle slams the door shut. No shift on Spanberger, and Chad crushes it into right field. Well, Greenville's lead is no more. Three-run homer for Spanberger. Get out of here. Torres 4, drive 3. One ball, two strikes. Biasi to the plate. Lincas is going for third, and Boswell hammers one into center. Carroll Jones going back. It bangs off the top of the wall. Boswell stops at second, an RBI double, and the Tourists take a 4-3 lead. Pitch to Golden. That ball's hammered. Left field and deep. Michelle looking up. Michelle will watch it. Get out of here. Casey Golden, for the 34th time this season, leaves the yard.
And now, it's time for Asheville Tourists Baseball on the Asheville Tourists Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Tourists, Doug Maurer.
Good evening, baseball fans. Welcome to another exciting edition of Asheville Tourists Baseball, live on the Asheville Tourists Radio Network, the MILB First Pitch app, online at theashevilletourist.com, and of course, Bally Live. I'm Doug Maurer, proud to bring you game one of our six-game series between your Asheville Tourists, High A affiliate of the Houston Astros, and the visiting Hickory Crawdads. They are the High A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Bit of an overcast evening here in the Blue Ridge Mountains. No wind. Sun is currently tucked behind some of these massive gray clouds overhead, but the good news, at least for now, the wet stuff is staying away, so we plan on starting this game here in a matter of moments. Starting pitching matchup today for your Asheville Tourists, a familiar name and a very talented right-hander, it's Nick Swanson going for the Hickory Crawdads. They will go with right-hander Aiden Curry. So a good matchup on paper here today. We'll see what happens in this hitter-friendly ballpark, as these two teams have both been playing some better baseball here in the second half. Hickory comes into play with a .500 record, 15-15. Now the Crawdads, I do have to say, they have been much better at home than on the road this year, and the Tourists can attest to that. Asheville has played 12 games at LP Franz Stadium this year. They have not hosted the Crawdads for one game, but that will change here today as the Tourists open up a six-game series, and then the Crawdads will come back here to McCormick Field for the final homestand of the season. So 12 games scheduled here at McCormick Field between Asheville and Hickory. These two teams could certainly do a lot of damage to the others' playoff chances. Both Asheville and Hickory in need of a second-half division crown in order to punch their ticket to the postseason. When you look at Asheville, this is a Tourist team, 13-16 in the second half, but winners of four of their last five games. Remember, the Tourists are coming off a nine-game road trip, and Asheville lost the first four games of that road trip, but then they won four of the last five, including three in a row against the team with the best record in the league, and that's the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Those three victories were convincing wins by Asheville, so the Tourists are playing some really good baseball. They will look to carry that into today's action. A couple of new players to pass along on both rosters. A lot of roster moves over the weekend. We'll start with Asheville, the official moves that I am allowed to announce. Joining the Tourist pitching staff, Elaine Pena. Pena will start tomorrow's game. I'll be excited to see what Pena can do, promoted from Fayetteville. Also, Wilmy Sanchez, a relief pitcher, called up from Fayetteville. Both Pena and Sanchez are now the two youngest pitchers on the Tourist roster. So those two guys have been added. And then, of course, Jackson Nezu, who I am so excited to see pitch. Nezu started twice in the Greensboro series, but later this week he will make his McCormick Field debut, so the Tourist fans will have an opportunity to see Nezu. We also have another player joining the team. I'm not technically allowed to announce that yet, but hopefully the Houston Astros will give that the go-ahead here in the next hour or so that player can be entered into the ballgame if need be. He's not in the starting lineup, But it is a position player now on the Torres roster. Well, will be once that move is made official. And the reason for the caginess is because about 20 minutes ago was the end of the MLB trade deadline. And there were moves that involved both former Torres, current Torres, and who knows, there might still be some moves that are in the works that just haven't been finalized yet. But the ones we can announce yesterday, the Houston Astros made a trade with the Toronto Blue Jays, and three former Torres were involved in that deal. Jake Bloss, who we've talked at nauseam about this year and for good reason, started the year in Asheville. He's made three starts with the Astros. He is on his way to Toronto. Joey Loperfido, a rookie with the Astros, also up at the Major League level. He's on his way to Toronto. And then Will Wagner, Billy Wagner's son. Fans, Torres fans might remember Will was here for a couple of months before he was promoted up to Double-A. He is on his way to the Blue Jays organization. The New York Yankees, Astros also made a trade, and that affected a current Torres player. Kelly Austin has been traded to the Yankees organization. We wish Kelly Austin the best, and he will forever be a part of the Asheville Torres family. And I think Austin might end up in Hudson Valley. Who knows? We might have to face him at the end of the year. So those are the trade deadline moves to pass along for Asheville. The Rangers were also involved in some moves at the deadline, and that affected their roster. I won't go into those details, as we will wait until I'm able to do so. But they did have some roster moves, some guys being called up from single A down east, good old Wood Ducks, including a guy in their starting lineup today. And that is Arturo Disla. So Disla will be in the starting lineup. A couple other players joining the Crawdads roster as well. So we'll get into that. But right now I want to focus on today's game. That's our main event. The Torres have taken the field. We are just about ready for the presentation of colors, followed by the national anthem and the first pitch coming. So again, presentation of colors. We ask you that you please respect that, and then we'll come on once the colors have left the field. Here's our PA announcer, Tim Ollie.
Our members of the Asheville Fire Department Honor Guard. The Asheville Fire Department was established on May 2nd, 1882, and has as its mission to protect the lives, property, and environment of all the people within Asheville by preventing the occurrence and minimizing the adverse effects of fires, accidents, and all other emergencies. Fans, out of respect for our nation's colors and the memory of those who have worn our nation's colors and those who are currently serving, we ask you please remain standing following the national anthem until the honor guard has exited the field. Now, fans, please direct your attention to the American flag as we honor America and pay tribute to our brave men and women in uniform and remember the legacy of those who have given the ultimate sacrifice of their lives throughout the history of our great nation, defending our country, our way of life, and the freedoms that we enjoy. Fans, never ever forget, it's only because of the brave that we are indeed the home of the free. Now, to remember those that have served and to honor those that are currently serving the oppressed, our nation, and the free world, please join Elizabeth Carlo for tonight's presentation of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed
Great crowd on hand here today as the Tourists and the Crawdads are set to go game one of our six-game series. Again, I am Doug Maurer. A special welcome to all of our listeners tonight, both Tourist fans and visiting Crawdads fans who are tuned in here on the Asheville Tourist Radio Network in Bally Live. No MILB TV, unfortunately. We cannot pass along the pictures this week, but with the Centennial renovation project, restoration project coming to McCormick Field in September. A lot of improvements can be made during the offseason, and MILB TV will certainly be one of those features we will be able to offer in the coming season. So certainly excited for that, but this week I will do my best to paint those pictures for you. Everyone tuned in. Nick Swanson on the mound. And Swanson, these are important warm-up pitches. That might be the only time I have uttered that phrase all season long. And the reason I say that is because the presentation of colors, national anthem, that took a little bit of time. So Swanson, very routine base, finished his warm-up in the bullpen. He's been standing on the mound a while, so he's going to have to focus here, dialing in on these warm-up pitches. Our Mission Health Medical Minute injury report to pass along, and good news, no one currently here on the IL. The Tourists are sitting at 27 active players. Again, a 28th is in uniform tonight. Hopefully that move will become official sooner rather than later, and I'll be able to pass that along. If not, well, right as I say that, the move looks like it might potentially be official. We'll have to wait and see. It does look like the Kelly Austin move, traded to the Yankees. He will head to Hudson Valley. Will Wagner, I talked about that earlier. It was a busy pregame show, a lot of moves. But again, we're going to focus on the main event here tonight, which is the Tourists and the Crawdads. Check out our Five Guys starting lineups. Fans visit Five Guys on Hendersonville Road in South Asheville or on Merriman Avenue just north of downtown. If you tell them the Tourists sent you, they'll give you a free milkshake when you order a burger and fries. Leading off for the Crawdads, right-handed hitting second baseman Cam Cawley. He steps in. Asheville starting pitcher Nick Swanson ready to go. First pitch, elevated cutter is there at the top of the zone. Top rail strike. And we are underway. A little bit of a delayed start time. First pitch coming in at 6:42 Eastern time. 0-1 pitch, tapped foul. Right, no, fair, right in front of the dish. Tag applied by Asheville's catcher, John Garcia. Heady play by Garcia, popping out, picking up the ball in fair territory. It'll be a 2-1 assisted put out. And a good start for Nick Swanson. Heading to the plate, Jason Morabel. He's the right fielder, bats from the left side. Sebastian Walcott, the shortstop, hits third. Clear Choice Auto Glass cleanup hitter for Hickory is their first baseman, Tucker Mitchell. First pitch is fouled straight back by Morabel. Count no balls and one strike. Batting fifth and catching is Ian Moeller. Arturo Disla, the DH, making his Crydad's debut, bats sixth. The 0-1 pitch is grounded foul near the tourist dugout on the first base side for strike two. Anthony Gutierrez, center fielder, bats seventh. Swanson ready from the stretch. Now he goes into the windup. 0-2 pitch, grounded softly towards first and right behind the bag in fair territory. Oliver Carrillo gloves it and takes it to first base himself. A 2-1 assisted, a 3-1 assisted, and now two down. The base is empty for Walcott. Eight-hole hitter for the Crawdads is their third baseman, Glider Figueroa, and Yossi Galan, the left fielder, bats ninth. Aiden Curry is the starting pitcher for Hickory. Talk about him in a little bit. First pitch fastball is high to Walcott. Sebastian Walcott playing in his 86th game of the year. Nine homers, 19 doubles, 32 driven in. Swings and it's a fly ball. Down the right field line, Carrillo, the first baseman, racing out into foul territory. Can't quite catch up to the ball as it lands near the bullpen mound. One ball, one strike as Walcott heads back to the batter's box. Two outs, base is empty, no score. We're in the top of the first inning. Asheville's Nick Swanson on the mound, and let's meet the defense behind him. Cam Fisher in left, Logan Cerny patrolling center, and Luis Baez in right. Infield coming after this 1-1 pitch. Here it is, and Swanson catches the top of the zone again, 1-2. Austin Deming at third, Ryan Johnson the shortstop. Narbe Cruz playing second base, Oliver Carrillo's at first, and the tourist catcher is John Garcia. Luis Encarnacion, the DH today. Here's the 1-2. Slider breaks down and away, and Walcott able to lay off. Sebastian Walcott, 6'4", 200 pounds from the Bahamas. 2-2 pitch and a line drive into center field. That gets down in front of Cerny. So a two-out single for Walcott. Extends the first inning for the Crawdads. Pretty good two-strike approach from Walcott. Walcott did not try and do too much. He's able to barrel up the ball and serve it out into center. Now Mitchell will hit. 6-1 right-handed hitting catcher out of Irving, Texas. 14th round pick by the Rangers in 2021. Hits a ground ball right at the second base bag. Narbe Cruz is there. He'll glove it and just step on second. So a 2-1 assisted, a 3-1 assisted, and a 4-1 assisted for Nick Swanson as the Crawdads go down in the top of the first. Half an inning in the books. It's Hickory nothing, and your Asheville Tourists coming back.
For Ingles, supporting our hometown is who we are. From local farmers and businesses to your local teams and local charities. That's what makes us different from other grocery stores and why shopping at Ingles does so much more than fill your pantry. And it all happens because of our customers, our neighbors, and our communities. So look for us around home plate or find us where plates need filling. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
It's the bottom of the ninth inning. Time to make that call to the bullpen. You can go righty, you can go lefty, or you can go all-wheel drive in a newer certified pre-owned Subaru from Prestige. Touch all the bases in an Outback, Forester, Legacy, or all-new redesigned Impreza. With Subaru being the only manufacturer with IIHS top safety picks for all models, you'll slide into home
safe.
Check out our lineup at 585 Tunnel Road or online at PrestigeSubaru.com. Take me out to the ballgame in a Subaru.
Serving both Buncombe and Henderson County, State Farm agent Tabitha Hamlin is your local source for all of your insurance necessities. Tabitha will assist you with your auto, homeowners, renters, business, life, and health insurance needs. File a claim directly with Tabitha at WNCinsurance.org or give her a call at 828-676-2264. Like a good neighbor, Tabitha Hamlin of State Farm is there.
When it's time to spruce up your vehicle, do what the tourists do. Take it to Chammy's Car Wash and Oil Change. Chammy's also offers Jiffy Lube Signature Oil Changes with 50% off your third visit. Go to their website, chammyscarwash.com, for coupons and more information. Chammy's Car Wash and Oil Change on Hendersonville Road. Give them a call at 277-9767. That's Chammy's Car Wash and Oil Change on Hendersonville Road. Call them at 277-9767.
All right, just underway here in the bottom of the first inning. Aiden Curry with one pitch thrown facing Logan Cerny. And it was a strike, but a very long strike as Cerny probably hit the ball 450 feet down the left field line. Takes high, count now even at 1-1. Cerny the center fielder, to be followed by Luis Baez. He's in right. Austin Deming, tourist third baseman, due up third. 1-1 pitch, Cerny takes breaking ball up and in. Clear Choice Auto Glass cleanup hitter. It's the catcher, John Garcia. Cam Fisher in left field, bats fifth. Good to see Cam back here at McCormick Field. And RB Cruz playing second base. Will hit sixth. 2-1 offering. And Cerny slices a foul down the right side for strike two. Luis Encarnacion, DH, bat seventh. Hitting eighth to first base, Oliver Carrillo. And the shortstop, Ryan Johnson, rounds out Asheville's starting nine. Logan Cerny, 224 average, 12 homers, 17 doubles, 33 driven in. Takes breaking ball in the dirt, count full. Not the guy you want to walk if you're Aiden Curry to lead off an inning. Cerny is very fast, and he's an excellent base stealer, 24 for 25 this year. 3-2 pitch. Cerny got under it, popped up on the infield, right side. Cam Cauley calls off the first baseman Mitchell. And the crawdad second baseman makes the catch on the infield dirt for the first down. Now Baez ahead of the plate. Defensive alignment for the Crawdads, Yossi Galan, Anthony Gutierrez, and Jason Morabell, left to right in the outfield. Glider Figueroa, Sebastian Walcott, Cam Cauley, Tucker Mitchell, third to first on the infield. Catcher is Ian Moeller. First pitch curve over for a strike. Baez, second in the league in homers with 17, driven in 59. 265 average, takes fastball up, and the count even at 1-1. One offering, slider down and away. Two balls, one strike. Good patience being shown by the tourists early on here against Curry. We saw Cerny work the count full, and now Baez has it in his favor, 2-1. The fastball swung on and missed, 2-2. Curry challenging Baez. Now Aiden Curry goes to the rosin bag. Pops it up three or four times, throws it back down, throws the rubber, fires the 2-2 pitch. Another fastball, and Baez sends it foul right side. Everyone a right-handed hitter in the Asheville lineup except for Cam Fisher. Fisher bats from the left side. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Baez chases that slider down and away. And Curry has his first strikeout. Two up, two down. Austin Deming, the batter. Good road trip for Deming. 272 average on the year. 12 homers, 18 doubles, 43 driven in. OPS is north of 800. 813 OPS. First pitch swung on and chopped over to third. Fielding it near the bag in fair territory is Figueroa. He'll throw across the diamond, and it is in time. So a 1-2-3 inning for Curry, and both pitchers off to a good start. We'll talk more about the starting pitchers next. No score after one.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball at McCormick Field. Bring the whole family and discover new reasons to go.
We go for the long ball.
Get information on the web at theashvilletourist.com.
We go for the strikeouts.
You can even get tickets there, as well as stats for your favorite players and the all-important schedule.
We go for the fun.
Be in the stands and cheer for your Asheville tourist with friends, family, business associates.
We go for the food.
Just bring a crowd and enjoy the action.
We go for the memories.
Philip Price has committed himself to providing quality, affordable legal services to the people of Buncombe and surrounding counties. A proud supporter of the Asheville Tourists, Philip prides himself in his approachable business policies, taking the time to speak with every client personally. Philip would be honored to help you buy, sell, or refinance your home or property. Call Philip Price Law at 828-633-2374. Philip Price Law, Asheville's real estate closing attorney.
Protect your home with the Brothers That Just Do Gutters. Are your gutters clogged? Does your house have water damage? The Brothers That Just Do Gutters can help. In a league of their own, the premier gutter contractor for cleanings, repairs, gutter guards, and installations. Visit brothersgutters.com and knock it out of the park with a free quote. Your gutters are the first defense against damage caused by rainwater. Say goodbye to water damage and hello to the Brothers That Just Do Gutters. And trust in the Brothers to find the ultimate solution for your gutter problems. Get your free quote today by visiting brothersgutters.com.
Top of the second inning. No score. Torres and the Crawdads. Hickory leading off with Ian Moeller. Facing Nick Swanson. Moeller, it's worked a two ball, no strike count. First two offerings from Swanson didn't miss by much. It'll be Moeller, Disla, and Gutierrez. Due up, 2-0 pitch, a bit high, and it's 3-0. Moeller has walked 42 times on the season, second most behind Walcott. He does have a discerning eye, takes a 3-0 fastball right down the pipe, it's 3-1. Outfield lights already turned on, gray sky overhead. It's an overcast evening as Swanson hits the zone again to run the count full. No wind, just kind of a gloomy looking evening here in the Blue Ridge. Miller uses his time. Three balls, two strikes. Swanson goes into the windup. The payoff. It's fouled away right side. Moeller hitting 228 on the year, playing in his 65th game, has one homer, 18 driven in. And the 3-2 pitch is just off the outside corner. So Moeller works the leadoff walk. Bring Arturo Disla to the plate, making his Crawdads debut. Disla is 6'2", 240. 23-year-old right-handed hitter out of La Vega in the Dominican Republic, and he put up some pretty good power numbers in low A. First pitch, takes that slider down and away for ball one. Nick Swanson, right-handed pitcher for the Tourists. My favorite guys seeing out here on the mound, and I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to see Swanson. I feel like he is certainly knocking on the door of Corpus Christi, especially when you take a look at what he has done against Greensboro this year. Last time out, Swanson threw six innings, allowed only one run, picked up a win, threw to first base, and nearly had the pickoff. Moeller had a short lead. That's what saved him. He was leaning the wrong way. Swanson, six innings, four hits allowed, five strikeouts and a win against Greensboro. Last time out, 3-6 record, 5.79 ERA. Curveball drops in at the knees to Disla for strike two. And on the year, this is Swanson's 18th start. The numbers are good. 78 innings, just 83 hits allowed, 76 strikeouts, 34 walks, 270 opponent's batting average. 6-2 right-hander from Bixby, Oklahoma. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Disla swings and misses. Helmet almost flew off. Disla was thinking fastball. Swanson gave him the changeup. And Nick with his first strikeout of the night. One away. Gutierrez coming to the plate. Gutierrez is a guy you certainly have to watch out for. He is extremely fast. 249 average on the year. Good contact hitter, and he does not hit into a whole lot of double plays. First pitch fastball over for a strike. Gutierrez, as a matter of fact, he's only hit into one double play all year. He swings and misses. There's a change from Swanson. 0-2. That's two changeups in the last three pitches from Nick, and both have looked really good. O-2 pitch. Fastball, high fly ball into right. Coming in is Baez, also running towards the line. Ball carries into foul territory, but Baez stays with it. He'll make the catch, and there are two gone. It's not easy to pitch around a leadoff walk, but Swanson is one out away from doing just that. Glider Figueroa, the left-handed hitting third baseman, steps in, and Figueroa with six home runs in just 92 at-bats this year. So he is a power threat, appearing in his 26th game. Figueroa, 6 feet tall, just 165 pounds. Close stance, crowding the plate. There goes the runner. Curveball in for a strike. Garcia throws down to second, and Johnson couldn't handle it. It was a one-hopper that was right near the bag. Ryan Johnson unable to catch it off the hop. That allows Moeller to dive in head first with the stolen base. So runner at second. Count 0-1, no score, two outs, top of the second inning. Another curve from Swanson, and it's up and away, 1-1. It did rain earlier today, so the grass, even with the tarp on the field, on the infield, might be a little slick. 1-1 pitch, fastball up and in. The reason I bring that up is because the throw from Garcia to Johnson, it did bounce in the grass, and that was by design. Garcia likes to keep that ball low, even if it bounces. Has a lot of success throwing out runners, but it's tough for the infielders to pick up the bounce if it skips a little bit. 2-1, flied into center field. Easy play for Logan Cerny. He'll make the catch right at the letters. And Nick Swanson, two shutout innings under his belt. No score after 1.5. Torres coming back to the plate after these messages.
Weather can do a number on your roof. Wind, water, and hail damage can put you in a major bind. Not to worry. Red Wolf Contracting is the professional service you want. Red Wolf is knowledgeable, does top quality work, and highly recommended. Whether it's residential or commercial, Red Wolf is licensed and insured and ready to help you with a new or replacement roof. Take your roof seriously. Call Red Wolf Contracting Service at 772-9778. Red Wolf, the roofing professionals.
Hello, my name is Brutus, and I'm here to tell you what I love about Ingles Supermarkets. Their superb selection of delicious dog food, treats, and toys is simply marvelous.
Brutus!
Oh, do excuse me. It's time for my belly scratching.
You know what I love about Ingles?
The great service.
Well, yeah.
The low prices?
Yeah.
Okay, what, honey?
They put those free cookies out for you at the bakery.
Those are for kids.
Ingles, get the advantage. watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Are you looking to stay in Asheville and still searching for hotel options? Vertel Hospitality has you covered. With five newly renovated hotels in Asheville to choose from, including the all-new Element by Westin in downtown. They'll help you make the most out of your next stay. Vertel Hospitality has options downtown, on the east and west sides of town, and at the Asheville outlets. For more information, please visit Vertel.com. That's VIRTELLE.com.
Bottom of the second inning. No score. John Garcia, Clear Choice Auto Glass cleanup hitter, set to lead things off. First pitch swung on, grounded foul up the third base line. As Garcia was halfway to first, he thought it might be extra bases. Instead, it is strike one. And the Tourist backstop. Garcia, Fisher, and Cruz due up against Aiden Curry. And let's talk a little bit about this crawdads right-hander. Curry, 1-7 mark on the year, 6.95 ERA, making his 16th start. Also has a relief appearance this season. Curry's 0-1. Sharp breaking ball, 20, signed as free agents. Fisher just fouled the 2-2 pitch straight back. Another one, and it caught the inside corner from Curry. One away, here's Narbe Cruz. Big series last week for Cruz, and four home runs against Greensboro. He had only two all year prior to last week's action. But now he's up to six homers, 27 driven in. And he gets a curveball in at the knees for a strike from Aiden Curry. Curry from Ossining, New York. No one pitch is high. Ball and a strike. Went to Fordham Prep High School. It's Cruz. It's a line drive right at the second baseman, Camp Cauley. Cauley makes the catch right around his shoe tops. Two away for Luis Encarnacion.
Luis Encarnacion.
Encarnacion, right-handed hitting DH, takes down and away. Batting 292 on the year, appearing in his 49th game, five homers and 34 driven in. Curry has faced this Tourist team back in Hickory. So 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. Pitched against Asheville twice, once on April 28th, once on May 26th. And both times, the Tourist did a pretty decent job against him. Now, in the May 26th game, Curry went four innings. He only allowed two hits and two runs and struck out eight, but he did suffer the loss. That was a good outing for Curry. 1-2 pitch gets Encarnacion to swing and miss. And a pretty nice response by Aiden Curry after giving up the homer to Garcia. Three in a row retired, and we head to inning number three with the Tourist. On top of the crawdads, 1-0.
At Mel Mushroom in Asheville, we know what you're craving. Pizza and beer.
Our Mela menu contains an assorted collection of munchies, salads, pizzas, calzones, and hoagies. When you need to quench your thirst, you'll be amazed at the depth of our beer selection, including unique local brews. We remain dedicated to making each visit just as great as your last one. Visit Mela Mushroom in downtown Asheville or give us a call at 236-9800.
Friday Night Lights isn't just football. It's your chance to come out to McCormick Field for Tourist Dollar Dog Friday home games presented by Blossman Gas. On Fridays only, you can take advantage of a $1 hot dog all game long. The sky will light up with the post-game fireworks show following every Tourist Friday Night home game. Be sure to check the promotion schedule online or call a Tourist front office member to reserve your Friday night seat at the ballpark. It's Dollar Dog Fridays at Asheville Tourist Games all summer long.
Inspired by the inclusive and artistic community of Asheville, Wicked Weed was born from the desire to create. Initially specializing in West Coast-style IPAs and Belgian-style sour ales, Wicked Weed's portfolio has grown exponentially, offering a variety of styles while maintaining focus on quality and innovation. Pernicious IPA is your leadoff hitter for smooth refreshment, or hit for the cycle with Wicked Weed's robust selection of IPAs. Whatever you decide, swing for Wicked Weed on your next pitch.
Top of the third inning, Torres 1, Broadheads nothing. Nick Swanson back on the mound. And Swanson will face Yossi Gallant. And back to the top of the order for this Hickory group. Swanson and the Torres wearing their home white uniforms tonight. White jersey tops, white pants is Gallant. Trickles first pitch foul about 5 feet up the third baseline for strike one. Torres scripted across the chest in blue with the navy numbers on the backs of the home white unis. Asheville has their all navy home caps on with the Mr. Moon head logo above the bill. It's the 0-1 pitch to Gallant, and you'll see hits a high fly ball deep left center field. Cam Fisher on the run, and he will reach out. Did he make the catch? I think he did. Still waiting for it. Yes, Cam Fisher hauled it in. Just shy of the warning track. Tremendous running grab by Fisher. And Gallant has extra bases taken away. Well, during the inning break, the wind really picked up. And it is blowing extremely hard out to left center field. So Fisher not only had to run the baseball down, but that ball had a lot of wind to it, and it might be blowing some rain in as there's a high pop-up into center. Logan Cerny will make the catch, and yeah, there is some rain coming down. The fans are now scrambling for cover. And let's see if the umpires do call for the tarp, because it's raining hard and it's raining sideways. I had a feeling this might be coming with the wind blowing the way that it is. Swanson's not wasting any time. First pitch to Jason Maribel is in for a called strike. Crawdads wearing their black uniforms, black jersey tops, gray pants. Dads printed across the chest in all capital letters in white. White bordering down the buttons in front and white numbers on the backs of the black unis. Hickory in their all black caps. 0-1 swung on and missed. The 0-2 is inside from Swanson. One ball, two strikes to Maribel. Swanson, he wants to finish out this inning. Here's the 1-2 check swing on a ball in the dirt. Maribel did not go. And it's 2-2. Umpires in today's game, Alex Shears calling the balls and strikes. Tatum Littleton on the base paths. Maribel, left-handed hitter, has worked the count even. Swanson's 2-2. And a swing and a miss. High fastball, Nick Swanson. Three shutout. And he's feeling it. Get this rain out of here. Take a quick break. It's 1-0 Asheville as we go to the bottom of the third.
For Ingles, supporting our hometown is who we are. From local farmers and businesses to your local teams and local charities. So look for us around home plate or find us where plates need filling. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Chosen as Best in State Bank by Forbes since 2019, First Bank has everything you need to help your business grow. Lending options, knowledgeable advice, checking accounts, and secure digital tools. And a local team that actually cares about your success. Hi, this is Rusty Edwards, Regional Executive at your local First Bank branch in downtown Asheville. Here, you're more than a number, you're a priority. Let's work together. Stop by 11 Church Street or visit another of our 15 Western North Carolina locations. You can also go to localfirstbank.com/business, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everyone goes through tough times. You don't have to do it alone. Dial 988. Talk with someone who cares and get to a better place. Call, text, or chat 988-247.
All right, well, we are now officially in a rain delay here at McCormick Field. During this break, it really started pouring. A lot of credit to the Asheville Tourist grounds crew and front office team. Got this tarp on the field. The infield has been covered. Did it in record time, and all with a sideways pouring rain. Got to give Nick Swanson a lot of credit as well. He worked that top of the third inning in record time. Wanted to make sure he could get as much action as he could in, and hopefully this will be a quick sell and Swanson can get back out there on the mound without having to sit too long. Now, I stress the word hopefully because I want to see Swanson go out there and pitch more. But I don't know if that's going to be reality or not. We'll have to wait and see. On the radar, it does look like a pretty big sell is coming through. So, and it did rain here this morning. So the field already took a lot of rain. Rained here yesterday. So we'll see how this plays out. But right now, we are in the middle of the third inning. It's Asheville 1, Hickory nothing. And we are in a rain delay. Tourist Lone Run came on a John Garcia solo blast in the bottom of the second. And I will cue up some rain delay programming. A lot of times what I like to do is put another game on in the league. Now, we had another game banged early this morning. And it was actually game scheduled for tonight. Bowling Green at Rome, that game's postponed. Brooklyn and Aberdeen, that game postponed. Greensboro played at Winston-Salem in an 11 o'clock game this morning. So there are only two other games going on right now. You have Wilmington at Greenville, and then Jersey Shore at Hudson Valley. So I might cue one of those games up, but I also do like to pull up the Corpus Christi Hooks games. So I can see how some of the former tourists are doing. We take a listen to a lot of those games. Now, Corpus Christi is scheduled to begin in about 15 minutes or so. So that will probably be our rain delay programming. We'll take a listen to the Hooks as they are hosting Amarillo tonight. That game, again, getting ready to start in about 15 minutes. So we'll take a quick break, come back, and we'll talk a little bit about the road trip from last week. Tourists, winners of 4-5. We had the trade deadline, a lot of action, including the Astros. A member of the Tourists was traded earlier today. So we'll get into all that and then cue up our rain delay programming. Another quick break coming as the rain's falling at McCormick Field. Tourists 1, Crawdads nothing.
For Ingles, supporting our hometown is who we are. From local farmers and businesses to your local teams and local charities. That's what makes us different from other grocery stores and why shopping at Ingles does so much more than fill your pantry. And it all happens because of our customers, our neighbors, and our communities. So look for us around home plate or find us where plates need filling. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
It's the bottom of the ninth inning. Time to make that call to the bullpen. You can go righty, you can go lefty, or you can go all-wheel drive in a newer certified pre-owned Subaru from Prestige. Touch all the bases in an Outback, Forester, Legacy, or all-new redesigned Impreza. With Subaru being the only manufacturer with IIHS top safety picks for all models, you'll slide into home
safe.
Check out our lineup at 585 Tunnel Road or online at PrestigeSubaru.com. Take me out to the ball game in a Subaru.
Serving both Buncombe and Henderson County, State Farm agent Tabitha Hamlin is your local source for all of your insurance necessities. Tabitha will assist you with your auto, homeowners, renters, business, life, and health insurance needs. File a claim directly with Tabitha at WNCinsurance.org or give her a call at 828-676-2264. Like a good neighbor, Tabitha Hamlin of State Farm is there.
When it's time to spruce up your vehicle, do what the tourists do. Take it to Shammy's Car Wash and Oil Change. Shammy's also offers Jiffy Lube Signature Oil Changes with 50% off your third visit. Go to their website, shammyscarwash.com, for coupons and more information. Shammy's Car Wash and Oil Change on Hendersonville Road. Give them a call at 277-9767. That's Shammy's Car Wash and Oil Change on Hendersonville Road. Call them at 277-9767.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Rain delay here at McCormick Field. We're in the middle of the third inning. The Tourists lead the Crawdads 1-0. And the story of this contest, early going, Nick Swanson. Three shutout frames, right-hander building off of his six-inning performance last time out against a high-powered offense in the Greensboro Grasshoppers. The six innings pitched by Swanson last time out matches the longest outing by a Tourist starting pitcher this year. And the way Nick was pitching here today, no reason to think he wasn't on tap to duplicate that. Who knows, maybe even go a little further. I will say this, though, for Swanson, that's now his last nine innings pitched, just one run allowed against some pretty good offenses. And then the Tourists offensively with a home run from John Garcia, but some quality at bats that we saw over the first two innings. Logan Cerny started things off, hit the very first pitch he saw about 450 feet foul down the left field line, worked a lengthy at bat. Then we saw Baez really battle. He ended up striking out. Deming hit the ball hard. Cruz lined out. Fisher worked a deep count. And Encarnacion was up there battling. So a lot to like in a short sample size here today to begin this homestand. But I want to focus a little bit on the road trip. You know, the Tourists coming out of the All-Star break had dropped two really close contests here at home to Aberdeen. And then went on the road against Winston-Salem, a team that's playing some good ball and has been tough to beat in their ballpark. And then Winston-Salem swept the Tourists. They won three straight, again, three very close games. So all of a sudden you look up and, wow, it's a five-game skid heading to Greensboro. Not easy to do. Greensboro won the first game, but then it was all Tourists over the last five games. The pitching was a big reason why. I mentioned Nick Swanson. But the Tourists, last time out, threw a shutout. Now, Asheville's pitching has not allowed a run in 15-plus innings, going back to the last couple of contests in Greensboro. The pitching has been good. The offense has been very potent all season, but especially during this last stretch, 4 out of 5 for the Tourists. So a lot of good things, and then some reinforcements coming in from Fayetteville. If you weren't with us during the pregame show, new players with the Tourists. We'll start with Jackson Nezu, who started two games in Greensboro, but Tourist fans will have their first opportunity to see Jackson this week. And Nezu led the Carolina League in strikeouts prior to his promotion, and Nezu has already recorded 15 strikeouts in just over 9 innings pitched with the Tourists, so he's off to a great start. And then we have Elaine Pena and Wilmy Sanchez, a couple of guys called up, the two youngest pitchers on the Tourist roster. Both have put together excellent seasons with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in single A. Tourists did lose Kelly Austin. That move has been made official. Austin is now a member of the Hudson Valley Renegades. He was traded to the Yankees. And that was really the one player that I have been made aware of that the Tourists lost due to a trade. Ethan Pecco and Trey Dombrowski both promoted up to Double A. We wish them well. And for the Tourists, they're just going to keep plugging away. I mentioned this earlier. We do have another player who has joined the team. That move has not been made official yet. But once it is, I will pass that along. And I think that's going to be another guy who the Tourists and the fans will be happy to have here in Asheville. So a lot to look forward to here this week as we wait out the rain here at McCormick Field. All right, we're pretty much close enough to cue in our rain delay programming. And I'm going to send the broadcast over to Corpus Christi. We'll take a listen to the Corpus Christi Hooks and many former Tourists taking the field for the Hooks here tonight. I'll reel them off for you. Jaron Williams is going to be leading off. Colin Price is hitting third. Tommy Sacco Jr. is the cleanup man. Miguel Palma batting fifth. Kennedy Corona is hitting sixth. Jordan Brewer's batting seventh. Colin Barber hitting eighth. Pascanel Ferreira's batting ninth. And Aaron Brown on the mound. So there's nine former Tourists out of 10 guys who are playing for Corpus Christi. And we're going to listen to how they do tonight against Amarillo. So on the other side of these messages, we will have our rain delay programming, and I will continue to pop in and provide some updates as to what's happening here at McCormick Field. Our update going into the break is raining. Still raining, tarp is on, and some puddles out there on the field. But next update coming in just a little bit.
Baseball at McCormick Field. Bring the whole family and discover new reasons to go.
We go for the long ball.
Get information on the web at theashvilletourist.com.
We go for the strikeouts.
You can even get tickets there, as well as stats for your favorite players and the all-important schedule.
We go for the fun.
Be in the stands and cheer for your Asheville Tourist with friends, family, business associates.
We go for the food.
Just bring a crowd and enjoy the action.
We go for the memories.
Philip Price has committed himself to providing quality, affordable legal services to the people of Buncombe and surrounding counties. A proud supporter of the Asheville Tourists, Philip prides himself in his approachable business policies, taking the time to speak with every client personally. Philip would be honored to help you buy, sell, or refinance your home or property. Call Philip Price Law at 828-633-2374. Philip Price Law, Asheville's real estate closing attorney.
Protect your home with the Brothers That Just Do Gutters. Are your gutters clogged? Does your house have water damage? The Brothers That Just Do Gutters can help. In a league of their own, the premier gutter contractor for cleanings, repairs, gutter guards, and installations. Visit brothersgutters.com and knock it out of the park with a free quote. Your gutters are the first defense against damage caused by rainwater. Say goodbye to water damage and hello to the Brothers That Just Do Gutters. And trust in the brothers to find the ultimate solution for your gutter problems. Get your free quote today by visiting brothersgutters.com.
Weather can do a number on your roof. Wind, water, and hail damage can put you in a major bind. Not to worry. Red Wolf Contracting is the professional service you want. Red Wolf is knowledgeable, does top quality work, and highly recommended. Whether it's residential or commercial, Red Wolf is licensed and insured and ready to help you with a new or replacement roof. Take your roof seriously. Call Red Wolf Contracting Service at 772-9778. Red Wolf, the roofing professionals.
Hello, my name is Brutus, and I'm here to tell you what I love about Ingles Supermarkets. Their superb selection of delicious dog food, treats, and toys is simply marvelous.
Brutus!
Oh, do excuse me. It's time for my belly scratching.
You know what I love about Ingles?
The great service.
Yeah.
The low prices?
Yeah.
Okay, what, honey?
They put those free cookies out for you at the bakery.
Those are for kids.
Ingles, get the advantage.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Are you looking to stay in Asheville and still searching for hotel options? Bertel Hospitality has you covered. With five newly renovated hotels in Asheville to choose from, including the all-new Element by Westin in downtown. They'll help you make the most out of your next day. Bertel Hospitality has options downtown, on the east and west sides of town, and at the Asheville outlets. For more information, please visit Bertel.com. That's Bertelle.com.
At Mel Mushroom in Asheville, we know what you're craving. Pizza and beer. Our Mela menu contains an assorted collection of munchies, salads, pizzas, calzones, and hoagies. When you need to quench your thirst, you'll be amazed at the depth of our beer selection, including unique local brews. We remain dedicated to making each visit just as great as your last one. Visit Mela Mushroom in downtown Asheville or give us a call at 236-9800.
Friday Night Lights isn't just football. It's your chance to come out to McCormick Field for Tourist Dollar Dog Friday home games presented by Blossman Gas. On Fridays only, you can take advantage of a $1 hot dog all game long. The sky will light up with the post-game fireworks show following every Tourist Friday Night home game. Be sure to check the promotion schedule online or call a Tourist front office member to reserve your Friday night seat to the ballpark. It's Dollar Dog Fridays at Asheville Tourist Games all summer long.
Situation, and you could tell how it impacted him. He's going to have a great career in Toronto and wherever else he may end up, and we'll miss him. We loved him here. We had a great time following him here in Corpus Christi, and we wish him all the best.
Well said, Gene Kasprick, with Joel Perfido, Jake Bloss, and Will Wagner being traded to the Toronto Blue.
One 561 hook or visit cchooks.com.
Hey, I'm going to let you in on a wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, they want you to think that unlimited data is fantastic. Well, the fact is, it's not. Pure Talk, my cell phone company, only charges you for data that you need. With just $25 a month, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 5 gigs of data, plus mobile hotspot. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Save money, same service with Pure Talk.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it. With Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Let's get to our lineups for today's ballgame. First for the visiting Sod Poodles, A.J. Vukovic leads things off in left, followed by Caleb Roberts, who's catching and batting second. Tim Tawa in center field. He bats third. Matt Beatty playing first base and hitting cleanup. Ivan Melendez at third base hitting fifth. Andy Weber playing shortstop and batting sixth. Nathie Castillo in right field hits seventh. In the eight hole, it's Kevin Graham. Graham is DHing for the Sod Poodles today. And then Gene Walter, the switch hitting second baseman, bats ninth. on the mound for the Sod Poodles. Yu Min Lin, a left-hander, 1-3, a 4.71 ERA. His 13th start of the year, is 23rd at AA. Amarillo led by former Astros infielder, slick fielding infielder, in Tim Bogar. One more time for Amarillo, it's Vukovich, Roberts, and Tawa. Middle third, Beatty, Melendez, Weber. The bottom third, Castillo, Graham, and Walters, with Yu Min Lin on the mound. And now for the Corpus Christi Hooks, coming off a 9-0 victory on Springfield. Hooks were 2-5 in the Ozarks, or 2-4 in the Ozarks last week. Jaron Williams leads it off at third. Jeremy Rocho at second. Colin Price playing first. Tommy Sacco Jr., the shortstop. Miguel Palma catching. Kennedy Corona in center field batting sixth. Jordan Brewer hitting seventh, playing right. Colin Barber in left. And then Pasquinel Ferreras DHing from the nine hole, with Aaron Brown on the mound. Brown 2-6, a 4.88 ERA, his 18th appearance and his 11th start tonight. Up next, Hooks and Sod Poodles from Whataburger Field here at the Port of Corpus Christi. We'll have Hooks baseball for you after this on News Radio 1360 KKTX.
The official Kids Club of your Corpus Christi Hooks, presented by Driscoll Health Plan, is for ages 12 and under. Kids Club members receive a free ticket to all Sunday games, exclusive game day experiences, and much more. Our VIP package includes Kids Club gear, a pregame catch of the field opportunity.
All right, so as you can hear, the Corpus Christi Hooks are just moments away from starting their contest, taking on the Amarillo Sod Poodles. I'm Doug Maurer here live in Asheville, North Carolina. Our Asheville tourists hosting the Hickory Crawdads, currently in a rain delay. We're in the middle of the third inning, and Tarp is on the field. Quick update to pass along. It is still raining, but it has let up significantly. So just raining light. And that has given the grounds crew, front office staff members, an opportunity to break out the squeegees, start working on some of these warning track puddles, and hopefully get this field ready to go for action here tonight. Nick Swanson, he's dealing. Three shutout innings for Swanson. Torres lead 1-0. John Garcia's solo homer in the second, the difference in the Torres. Ready to bat in the bottom of the third with Carrillo, Johnson, and Logan Cerny, but weather has to cooperate first. I'll be back with another update in just a little bit. Meantime, rain delay programming continues. Back to Corpus Christi as the Hooks and many former tourists are ready to roll.
Family Jewels. Double your testosterone with one daily oral dose. Testosterone Protocol by MaximusTribe.com uses a non-suppressive powerhouse blend that increases testosterone up to 2 times. Enhance your mood, improve your body comp, boost your energy, maintain fertility without deflating those jewels. At MaximusTribe.com, get $100 off Testosterone Protocol using code Radio100 on MaximusTribe.com. Results may vary and outcomes are not guaranteed. Claims have not been reviewed by the FDA and Maximus does not claim to treat or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Matt Hicks and you're listening to Hooks Baseball on News Radio 1360, KKTX.
Hooks Baseball is on the air. Live play-by-play coverage of your Corpus Christi Hooks on News Radio 1360 KKTX is brought to you in part by your hometown Whataburger, making burgers just like you like it since 1950. Now, let's head out to the ballpark.
From Whataburger Field at the Port of Corpus Christi, welcome to Hooks Baseball on the radio. Michael Coffin here with you, along with Gene Kasprick and the Hitman, Jeff DeWitt, producing our broadcast from the iHeartMedia studios on Old Brownsville Road. We're here at 734 Eastport Avenue, where the Hooks are trying to make it back-to-back wins. Hooks 7-19, 33-62. Amarillo coming into town with an 11-16 record at 41-55. Aaron Brown getting warmed up for the Hooks today. And we had a lot of rain last week, Gene Kasprick. I think about 4.5 inches of rain here at the ballpark, and the playing surface shows. It looks like it's in really good shape.
Yeah, it looks really nice. Nice green carpet out there of Bermuda grass. And, I think about 4.5 inches is what I had at my house as well.
All right.
Well,
I was like 11, 12 inches on the island.
Yeah, there was some crazy rain
That's
going
crazy.
On out there from what I could tell or from what I heard from some of my friends out there. We didn't get that at my house. And then probably you're just down the street from me. So we were spared the craziness.
The deluge.
But we did get plenty of
precipitation.
A.J. Vukovic, towering right-handed batter in the box, and he swings the first pitch, fouls it away underway at 6:37 tonight. Right now, 89 degrees, our current temperature. Humidity at 72%, so the feels like is 91. As Brown delivers, a strike called on the outside corner. There's a breeze off Corpus Christi Bay at out of the southeast, blowing right to left here at the ballpark at 18 miles an hour. Just a few clouds overhead as the 0-2 comes in. Oh, just misses the outside corner. Fastball. A ball and two strikes to Vukovic. Vukovic, a closed stance on the right side. And the pitch. And a slow breaking ball off the outside corner. The count evens up. Two balls and two strikes.
Pretty good looking pitch there. Nice job by Vukovic to stay away from it as it broke off the plate.
Here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Vukovic went fishing as Aaron Brown retires the first batter here today.
Yeah, that might have been the changeup. It looked like it dipped down at the last minute at 79, and Vukovic swings over the top of it for the first out of the inning.
Here's Caleb Roberts, left-handed batting catcher for the Sod Poodles. And the first pitch by Brown is in for strike one. Brown wearing number 20. Hooks wearing their fullback attire today, the Powder Blues. As this breaking ball misses down to Roberts, one ball, one strike. White slacks, the Powder Blue cap with a white front panel, the red bill. Hooks in white across the chest. Red numeral in the front. A long white hook running underneath the script of that front of the jersey as Roberts fouls it back. That one going in the seats. A ball and two strikes. Sod Poodles in their traveling grays. Amarillo and red across the front. Blue numeral in the front and the back. Brown delivers. Swing and a miss by Roberts. That rattles off of Palma as Caleb Roberts stays alive. Roberts playing in his 80th game with Amarillo. This is the Sod Poodles' 97th contest of the year. Strike three called on the inside corner. Roberts down looking. And Brown a couple of Ks to start. Brings up Tim Tawa.
Center fielder number 11, Tim Tawa.
And with those two strikeouts so far for Brown, he adds to his season total. Brown has struck out now 89 against 21 walks, 82 hits. As Tawa fouls this one back, strike one. Among the 82 hits, 11 homers surrendered by Brown, 72 and two-thirds. A 2-6 record, a 4.88 earned run average. And out of the windup, the pitch. And Tawa nicks it foul. Nothing and two. Aaron Brown, Miguel Palma, your Arnold Oil Company AC Delco battery of the game. Stop by any of Arnold Oil Company's five South Texas locales for all your AC Delco battery needs. Waiting on the two-strike pitch to Tawa. Out of the windup, here it comes. And it's high. Palma out of the crouch to catch it. One ball, two strikes. Tawa hitting 268 with 19 home runs, 56 driven in. Here he swings, skies one high in the air, foul. Out of play. Off to the left. Still 1-2. The 19 home runs for Tawa lead the circuit. Ivan Melendez is batting fifth in the order today. He's second in the league with 18 homers. And it's hit foul, third base side by Tawa. Still a ball and two strikes. Matt Beatty waiting on deck. And the pitch by Brown, up and inside. Tawa taking it for ball two. Palma tracks down the baseball after it popped out of his mitt. Brown, first base side of the rubber, into his windup and the pitch. And it's hit on the ground foul, third base side by Tawa, rolling toward Jaron Williams, the third baseman. So the battle continues here. Jaron Williams at third, the shortstop, Tommy Sacco Jr. at second base, Jeremy Orocho at first base, Colin Price. Kennedy Corona in center, flanked and left by Colin Barber and right by Jordan Brewer. As Brown comes home, and it's lifted in the air and heading foul and landing in the first row. Well, yeah, kind of in the first row seats. Hit off the railing right in front of that row, and it was field side of the net, so it bounced back into the warning track. Brown getting his sign from Palma, and the pitch on the way. And a ground ball through the right side for a base hit. A two-out single by Tim Tawa. He wins that long battle to extend the first inning.
Yeah, you got to tip your hat to Tawa there. He continued to find pitches that he could foul off and stay alive, and then he got a pitch that he could just bang through the right side of the infield to keep the inning alive.
Here's Matt Beatty. Pickoff play at first, and the pickoff attempt gets past Price. First baseman goes, picks it up on the track. Tim Tawa is safely into second base. So the first miscue of the day puts Tawa in scoring position as Matt Beatty bats with two out.
And throw up a little bit, and Price tried to go up and get it and just couldn't.
And Tawa comes home, or I beg your pardon, Brown comes home. It's a breaking ball for a strike. Nothing in one here to Matt Beatty. Beatty playing in his 42nd ball game with the Sod Poodles. And he swings and he fouls it back. Nothing in two. Saw Matt Beatty in 2017 with the Tulsa Drillers. So his second stint in the Texas League this year. Beatty hitting .282. Four home runs and 16 RBIs. He swings and he rolls one foul first base side. Still nothing into the count. Two out single by Tim Tawa. He's now at second. Aaron Brown trying to deliver a goose egg to start this ball game. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, and it's grounded to first base. Big hop for Colin Price. He'll step on the bag to end the top of the first. Brown works around that two-out single nicely. And we head to the last of the first inning. It is the Sod Poodles nothing, and your Hooks coming into bat.
Barley is the soul of Budweiser. That's why we've been working with the same family-owned American farms for more than 50 years to harvest it. The secrets to growing this grain perfectly have been passed down through three generations. For them, it's a legacy. And it's why only the best barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Planning a company outing or family get-together? Your Hooks have 14 turnkey hospitality spaces for fiestas, big and small. We've got suites, decks, and a new concourse terrace. And as you know, summers in South Texas need a sidekick, so why not take a dip in our pool? The Hooks will handle your event from start to finish, making sure you've got food, drinks, and, of course, exceptional customer service. So knock it out of the ballpark by booking your next outing at Whataburger Field. For details, call 361-561-HOOK or visit cchooks.com.
Favor is the easiest way to get the best restaurants in Texas delivered to your door. Life throws enough curveballs at you. Simplify mealtime with the delivery app made by Texans for Texans. From dinner for the whole family to celebratory drinks, the delivery opportunities are endless. Plus, as a part of the HEB family, you know you can trust your order will be delivered fast, fresh, and with a friendly smile. Favor your favorites today at favordelivery.com. Favor and HEB are proud supporters of Hooks Baseball.
Live coverage of the Hooks on News Radio 1360 KKTX is brought to you by Bud Light. Proud to present Bud Light Friday Fireworks Nights at Whataburger Field.
Jaron Williams leads off the ballgame for the Hooks. Facing left-hander Yumin Lin for the Sod Poodles as Williams fouls it away, strike one. Left-hander on the mound for the Amarillos, wearing number four. Sod Poodles wearing a red cap today, matching the spikes of Yumin Lin, their southpaw starting pitcher. And the pitch by Lin, and it's popped up by Williams. Backpedaling is Walters, the second baseman, giving way to the center fielder, Tim Tawa, coming in. Tawa making the grab.
All right, update here from McCormick Field. Bad news for those of you looking for more baseball, including myself. Tonight's game has been postponed. The rain just came too hard, too fast, and it's still raining. So umpires just came out, took a look at the field, and they said no more baseball tonight. So what we will do is we will play the remainder of this game tomorrow, pick it up right in the bottom of the third, play a full nine, and then we will play a seven-inning game to follow tomorrow night. First pitch of the resumption of this game will be at 5:05 Eastern time. I'm going to repeat that. We will start baseball tomorrow at 5:05 Eastern time. Finish out this game and then play a seven-inning game to follow. Tourists one and the Crawdads nothing. Unfortunately, that's going to do it for me. I'm Doug Maurer saying so long from McCormick Field. Game delayed because of the wet stuff. But we're back tomorrow. Look forward to playing too. See you then.